الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا وشدوا حبا لله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Respected ulama, elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, today is a Mubarak and blessed day of Jumu'ah, and as per habit of our Shaykh and Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daud Barakatuh, we always discuss one of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before our bayan. So three simple sunnahs, inshallah, for the day of Jumu'ah, Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon them. One is abundance of Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and not just Durood Sharif, but abundance. أَكْثِرُ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Nabi alayhi salam said, read abundance of salawat upon me on the day of Jumu'ah. And Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangawi rahmatullah alayhi said that the minimum of abundance is 300. So the minimum we should read on the day of Jumu'ah is 300 times salawat and durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, a person should try to increase and read abundance of salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to tell his student, or Abu Zaid, that make sure on the day of Jumu'ah you read at least 1,000 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And a simple durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabi al-Ummi. Or we can even read, that's what he told him to read. Or we can read it sallallahu alayhi wasallam 1,000 times. It don't take so much of time. But inshallah, by means of this, our closeness to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will increase. Our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Allah give us tawfiq. Second important action on Jumu'ah is Surah Kahf. Every Friday we should make sure we are reading Surah Kahf. Inshallah, this will protect a person from all the fitnas around. Whether we understand the surah, we don't understand the surah, it gives protection to a person. Spiritual protection to a person. So much so, if Dajjal has to come out also, a person will be safe from the fitnas of Dajjal. So when all the other smaller fitnas of Dajjal, or the fitnas of Dajjal, before he comes out, when all of these things are prevalent, by reading Surah Kahf every week, inshallah, a person will be protected from all of those. Allah will open up his eyes to see the reality of things. And our Hazrat gives encouragement also, if it's possible every day, the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses, or even the first 10 or the last 10 verses, or in the morning we read first 10 verses, evening we read last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, inshallah, this is also a great protection for a person from all of the fitnas which are around a person. And number 3 is after the Jumu'ah Salah, there's one hadith which comes that a person reads, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 7 times each. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect a person from this Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. Person's iman will be protected, person's wealth will be protected, person's health will be protected, physical, spiritual, all matters will be protected for a person by reading the three quls 7 times after the Jumu'ah Salah. The ulama say after the Jumu'ah means after the Sunnah Salah, also a person can read before waking up and leaving the masjid. We read our 7 times, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Ulama say that those who read this amal, the muhaddithin, who narrate this hadith, and many sahaba have narrated this hadith, and they say that we found this hadith to be extremely beneficial, and we tried and tested, that we read it 7 times in Jumu'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us till the following week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. We practice on the simple sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They may seem very small and simple, but they are extremely powerful, and it takes a person very fine life. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghanipur Puri rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created nourishment for every part of the body. So he used to say, like for example, the eyes, there is nourishment of the eyes. If a person closes his eyes, he doesn't use his eyes at all. So it will affect the eyes. Eventually a person won't be able to see properly. You have to be using your eyes. And you can't be looking in the sun. This will also affect the eyes. You're looking at wrong places, it affects the eyes. The screen you're looking at all the time, it affects the eyes. But if a person is looking at beautiful scenery, wonderful, nice things, and a beautiful greenery, maybe the ocean is looking at, And this gives strength to the eyes. Similarly, the tongue of a person Allah has given him, there is a nourishment of the tongue is to talk. If a person just keeps quiet, he doesn't talk at all, it will affect him. But now he must talk good things, speak, because when he has good talks, he speaks good things, he feels nice in the heart also. That's the nourishment for the tongue. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read Quran Sharif, speak Amr bil Ma'ruf, call people towards righteousness. And if a person is using the tongue, the wrong nourishment, he's swearing, using vulgar language, getting angry all the time, then this will actually cause harm to the person, cause harm to his tongue also, and he won't feel nice himself. So he says, similarly, Allah has given us a heart, and the object of the heart is to love. Now, if a person puts the right nourishment in the heart, he loves the right things, then the heart will grow, it will be of benefit. But in the same heart, if the wrong things are put, the love of dunya, the love of wealth, the love of women, the love of the things of this world, then this will cause harm to the person's heart, because now the right nourishment is not being placed in the heart. So actually what we have to bring in our heart is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, why does a person go to a khanka? Why does he go for a tikaf? The whole objective is to get taqwa. And taqwa means the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why people go to Buzrugan-e-Deen and pious people. Otherwise a person might think, I'm a student studying in madrasa. 6 years I studied. Whatever knowledge I wanted to get, I got it. It's in the kitabs. Everything I read in the kitabs. So I know everything. But the ulama say that there are two great benefits of going in the company and suhbat of the awliya Allah. One is that a person, how that action must be done in the correct manner, it will teach a person what sifat and qualities must come into a person to do that action. I perform salat, but now when you sit in the company of the buzrugs, they will explain to us, we need the quality of ikhlas, we need the quality, this sifat has to come into a person, concentration and devotion. So this is one benefit. And the second benefit by sitting in the company of these awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that the nur, light comes into a person's heart. And by means of this light, a person is able to practice upon deen. Courage comes into a person. Many people know many things. I know the whole kitab of Bahat, I memorized it. But nothing is in a person's life. There was one person by the name of Ibn Sina. So once he went to one pious person, and he was sitting by him in his company, and he did some actions. So that person said that Ibn Sina got no akhlaq, he's got no character. So when he heard this, he got very upset. And he went home and he sat for about 2 or 3 months and he wrote a whole kitab, 500 pages on character. And then he sent it to this buzruk and this pious person. So when the pious person received the kitab, he just refuted the whole book in 2 sentences. He said, I didn't say that Ibn Sina doesn't know character. I said he doesn't have character. He may have all the knowledge of character, but he hasn't got character in him. So one is to have the book knowledge, and one is for the thing to come into a person's heart. So this is the effort which is needed, and this is the nur which is acquired in the sohbat and company of the awliya Allah. So this is called the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gets this petrol, this light, then now to practice upon deen becomes easy. To abstain from sins becomes very easy for a person. We see a mother, because of love for a child, what and what sacrifices she will do. She's fast asleep at night, and the child now messes, he's nappy, and now the mother will wake up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the night. Sometimes the child messes. It even makes the bed. So what the mother will do, she'll wake up at that time and she'll go and clean the child. She won't get upset with the child. And with love and affection, she will do this. And then she will clean the child. And then she will put the child in the clean place where she was sleeping. And she herself will sleep in the place which was dirty. Now what was the reason for that? It's because of love. Because the mother has got love for her child, things which will seem impossible, any other won't do it for the child. They'll feel upset. They'll get angry. If they look after the child for 1 day, 2 days, but after that they will feel uncomfortable. But the mother, because she's got love for her child, so she will do it. We see a person in the month of Ramadan, he's fasting, the whole day he's fasting. He's making Taraweeh Salat, late at night he's finishing, then he has to wake up early for Sehri in the morning. And then 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, suddenly he's putting on his clothing, and he's sitting in the car and he's traveling. Maybe he's working in Johannesburg, he has to leave 6 o'clock in the morning. And the whole day he's going and he's working. And then he's coming back 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, it's extremely hot, so much of difficulty. So you'll think to yourself, why is man is going through so much of difficulty? Rather than a month of Ramadan, just close the shop and relax at home. But man by nature, Allah has given him love of wealth. So now he knows, if I'm going to open my shop, I'm going to go and work. At the end of the month, I'm going to get some wealth. So the love of wealth pushes a person to do things which outwardly might seem impossible for a person. And we see, like in the month of December, what and what sacrifices a person doesn't do. It's from early in the morning, right to late at night, and especially with his own shop. He's prepared to even sleep in the shop the whole night, but because he wants to make that money. Love is in the heart of that person. So what we need to acquire is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person acquires the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the whole of deen becomes easy. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi called this the tariq of the calendar. Calendar is one group of buzrugs. Outwardly, you don't see so much of actions in their life. But in their heart, they have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by means of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go very, very far. They surpass every single person because they've got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. So this is one effort we have to make, is to bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. Ulama say, why must we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That they say there are five causes, five asbab of love. Inshallah, there isn't much time, but just very briefly we will mention these five causes. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being to be worshipped. And Allah is the only being to be loved. And anybody else in the world, if you've got love for them, it will be something temporary for a short while. They say the first cause of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mal. Somebody likes somebody else because of mal. Person has got a lot of wealth. So you actually, one person, he was a poor person, then he became wealthy. So now everyone is making salam to him. So whenever they make salam to him, he says, inshallah, I'll convey the salam. So he's making salam to you, you say, I'll convey the salam. He said, before I was wealthy, nobody was making salam to me. Now I got wealthy, now everyone is making salam to me. So I realized they're not making salam to me, they're making salam to my money. So whenever they make salam, I say, I'll convey the salams to the money. I'll tell him that you made salam to them. So because he's got wealth now, suddenly people start loving him. If anyone has got wealth, anyone possesses wealth, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the treasures of the heavens and the earth, all lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love somebody because they have got wealth, everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the only one who can give also. It comes in a hadith, Yaqudsi, that all of you are naked, except the one who I have given clothing. Ask me for clothing, I will give you clothing. Every one of you is hungry, and except the one who I have given food to. So you ask me for food, I will give you food. Every one of you is thirsty, except the one who I have given water to drink. Ask me for water, I will give you, I will quench your thirst. And the hadith continues, every one of you is misguided, except the one who I guided. So ask me for hidayat, I will give you hidayat. And then the hadith says, that Nabi alayhi salam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if all of man and jinn, and every single person stand on an open plain, and they continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they ask, and they ask, and ask Allah all of their needs, and Allah grants every single person his needs, this will not decrease the milkiyat, the mulk, and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except like how a person takes a needle, and he puts it in the ocean, and he takes out that, how much of water is removed, that's how much will come up from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just an example, otherwise even so much won't come up from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mal, if you love somebody because of mal, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love somebody because of kamal, perfection, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every kind of perfection and every kind of goodness is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at mercy, the amount of mercy which Allah has got to the level of perfection, we got mercy for somebody, but we're going to get some gharz, some objective behind it. But when Allah showers His mercy, there is no gharz, there is no object behind it. Allah's quality of creating, what perfection is in the quality, how Allah has created. فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, the way He creates, that Allah says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look over and over again at the creation of Allah. Allah created the heavens and the earth completely perfect. And when man makes something, and especially if it's Chinese made, after one, two times the person uses it, it's suddenly broken. But Allah created the heavens and the earth. Thousands of years that heavens is in place, and there's not one crack in the sky which Allah Ta'ala has made. Allah said, look over and over and try and find some faults in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never find it. So if you're looking for kamal and perfection, it is only found in the Zat and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're looking at jamal, beauty, subhanAllah, beauty is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many beautiful things in this world, which are manifestations of the jamal and beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of them Allah has made permissible to look at, and some Allah said it's not permissible to look at. Example, man is a manifestation of the jalal and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and woman, Allah has created them as a manifestation of the jamal and beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's not permissible for a person to look at every woman, because a person will burn himself, he'll destroy himself. Allah has made it permissible for him to look at certain women only, where it's permissible, for example, to get married to. But anyhow, the women are the manifestation of the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, because man loves beauty, he gets very attracted to beautiful women. He gets very attracted to beautiful sceneries. He gets attracted to all of these things. But if a person controls himself, and he understands the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he closes the eyes, looking at haram things, and Allah opens up the eyes where he will be able to see the beauty, the real beauty in the world, he will see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actual beauty which a person will see of Allah ta'ala is on the day of Qiyamah. in this world. What beauty Allah created. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, half of beauty. The woman, when they saw him, they cut their fingers. Aisha radiallahu anha said, if the true beauty of Nabi alayhi salam was exposed in this world, then the woman of Zulaykha would have cut their hearts. What beauty Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given, but there was a parda, there was a veil for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when if a whore of Jannah has to just open her veil and look in this world, the whole world, brighter than the sun also, it will become apparent. So what beauty in the whore of Jannah Allah has created. And then we can imagine the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person enters Jannah. And all of the bounties are before a person. And Allah will ask the servants, that, oh my servants, is there anything else you want? Oh Allah, you gave us everything in this world. There is nothing more. What more can we ask from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose, they'll remove the veil. Allah is not behind veils. Our eyes are behind veils. We cannot see. Allah will remove the veils from our eyes. And then a person will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there won't be any bounty more greater than the viewing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, one of the punishments of the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah. Kalla innahum arrabbihim yawma idhil la mahjubun. People will be deprived from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll be veiled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the greatest punishments which a person will get on the day of Qiyamah. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, one of our other buzruks mentioned that this is a clear proof that every single human being by nature has got love in his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given him that love. If you don't love somebody and you're veiling yourself from that person, there's no punishment. So it shows every person has got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be a person will be veiled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest bounty in the year after is when a person will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to how much of effort a person made in this world to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much of opportunities a person will get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be some people who will see Allah ta'ala only once in a year. Some people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once in a month. Some people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once in a week. Some people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once in a day. And some fortunate souls will be allowed to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice in a day. They will get this great bounty. We cannot understand the enjoyment a person will see when a person sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the bounties of Jannah will come pale in comparison to seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us amongst those people. There is one dua also in Munajat al-Maqbool that, oh Allah, I ask you protection and that your countenance is prevented from me. I am prevented from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say one great amal to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you must be particular with our Fajr Salat and our Asr Salat. Because in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam spoke about seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and especially spoke about those two salats. These salats are actually a means when a person performs it properly of removing the veil from the person's eyes. He's going under operation. And when a person performs his salat correctly, and now this salat is becoming an operation for him to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So especially our Asr Salat and our Fajr Salat in Jama'at, properly we should be very particular about these two salats. This will also help a person to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Mal, Kamal, Jamal, these are all found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the greatest level. Then Nawal, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What and what favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Normally when we think of favors, we only think of material favors. But the greatest favor Allah gave us, Iman. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُ كُلَّا تَمُنُّ عَلَيْهِ إِسْلَامُ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah mentions many favors in the Quran. But there are two favors which Allah Ta'ala said, I favored you. And one of them Allah said, I gave you hidayat for Iman. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Allah gave you hidayat and Allah guided you to Iman. And the other special favor Allah mentions in the Quran is, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah made ihsan and kindness upon you. When Allah Ta'ala sent His greatest of His creation, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst you people. Allah made us ummatis of the ummatis of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And besides that, our body, we look at it. What and what favors? وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوَا. Just start pondering over the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's impossible for a person to count it. So when a person, if he loves somebody because of favors, then he can only love the being of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the last thing the ulama have mentioned is qurb. You are close to somebody, you're close to your father, he's got no kamalat, he doesn't do any ihsan upon you, no kindness, he's got no money also. But just because he's close to you, he's your father, your son, your brother, there's some closeness to you. So the ulama say that the most amount of closeness which we have got is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is closer to us than our own jugular vein. Allah created us, Allah is looking after us. So if you love somebody because of closeness, it is only the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person should love. So these are the five asbab and means why a person must love and who he must love, and that we have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the greatest. How will a person get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there's one malfuz of Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, in which he mentions 5 simple actions you do. And he said, definitely you do these actions, you will get love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though, he said, some people make a mistake and they think that I want to get Junaid Baghdadi's level. He said, no, according to each person's level, how much of effort he makes, but he will definitely get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make an effort in these 5 things, and not difficult also. You try to make an effort, especially in the month of Ramadan, and then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slowly come into the person's heart. So the one thing is, every one of us should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Murana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he said, people are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. But the most important thing, which they were supposed to have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was the love of Allah ta'ala. And the person doesn't make that dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. The love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to your love. So at least ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah wants to give, especially in the month of Ramadan. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٍ is a month of asking. And Allah wants to give a person. So when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants to give us. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iftar time, sehri time, and all of the times when duas are accepted, that, oh Allah, I want your love. I want connection with you. And as I mentioned, when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes very easy for a person to practice on the whole of deen. Then to commit sins becomes difficult for a person. Till now it's difficult for me to practice on deen. I find to control my eyes, it's completely impossible for me. I just love my TV, I love my sports, I love all of the wrong things. But now when a person got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you don't have to tell him. As it mentions that, Mulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that a dog, if it got a bone in his mouth, then one way is to go and fight with the dog and you try and pull out the bone from his mouth. The dog is going to come and attack you, it'll bite you. Very easy thing is, you just take meat and you put it in front of the dog. Automatically the dog will spit out the bone and it'll go for the meat. So we've got all the love of sins in our life. But if the meat is brought in front of us, the love of Allah comes into a person's heart. Now to abstain from sins will become extremely easy in a person's life. So the first thing, at least you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi said, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explains this. He said, if you sit by somebody for a few minutes every day, 5-10 minutes, and now one day you don't come by that person, he'll feel uncomfortable. Where's that person? He'll make a phone call, he'll try to find out, why you never come today? Because he's got a compatibility with you now, he's got some feelings with you. All the time you were not sitting with him, 5 years you never sat with him, he doesn't even worry about you. But now every day you're coming, you're sitting in his company, 5-10 minutes, he feels uncomfortable, why that person is not here? So as it says, when we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if though we are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّ جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي I am sitting in the company of the one who is remembering me. So the 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and now the month of Ramadan, the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, person can read in great abundance. So the more dhikr of Allah ta'ala we are doing, and when we are making the dhikr of Allah, make the intention that, oh Allah, I'm doing this action to get your love. So one is just a person is reading, inshallah, he'll get the benefit. We heard it from Hazrat many times, that when we read Quran Sharif also, if we make intention of hidayat, then Allah will give hidayat. If no intention is made, then inshallah, we'll get sawab. But you won't get hidayat, because you're not making the intention of hidayat. So make intention of hidayat, make intention of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now read the Quran Sharif, now make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see what the difference there will be. So to make zikr of Allah ta'ala, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, 2 conditions, pabandi and muhabbat. It must be done punctually, not now we do 2 days, 3 days we make zikr, then we don't leave it for 1 week, then we remember again, then we make again. But the person must be punctual. The whole month of Ramadan, start off at least. This is a starting ground. Every day my zikr, I must take out time, must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is making zikr, also try to do it with love, with feeling. Allah, Allah. Take the name of Allah with love. Not just to finish numbers. Just to finish numbers. And so it's not the quantity, it is the quality. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi mentions that a person must spend time in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, when a person spends time in the company of these people, then automatically the hearts, they draw from one another. So when you will sit in the company of those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as I mentioned, with the intention, sometimes a person sits with the wrong intention, or sometimes a person just sits to acquire knowledge, to increase knowledge, inshallah his knowledge will increase. But if he said, no, I'm sitting by the mind of taqwa, the mind of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people have got it, and I'm sitting in their company, and now we make intention, then inshallah a person will be drawing into his heart. Those sifat and qualities which are in the person who we've got love for, our sheikh, a spiritual guide, we are sitting in his company and make intention and make muraqabah. Ya Allah, I'm sitting here to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get your love, to get taqwa in my heart. So automatically these qualities will start coming into a person. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that the hearts, they draw from one another. So in whoever's company a person is sitting in, you sit in the company of wealthy people, all the time they're speaking about wealth, automatically love of wealth will come into a person's heart. You're sitting with people who speak about cars, you will start getting love for cars. And when you will sit in the company of those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, then automatically the love of Allah ta'ala will start transferring into a person's heart. And when you make intention also, then to a greater extent we will get it. As it gives the example, like there is like waves moving around, Radio Pakistan, Radio India, all the different radio stations, 702, whatever, is moving around in the air now. But as long as we haven't put on our receiver and we haven't tuned in onto that, then a person doesn't get that, you won't get that information, that news. But the minute you put your radio on, now immediately Radio Pakistan will be able to hear, or Radio Dubai, or whatever country it is. So similarly, we are sitting in the company of the pious, just to make a little bit of intention, put on our radio, that I'm sitting here to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get our nur in our hearts, which is called our petrol. A person has got a car, the car is working very, very well, but there's no petrol in the car. So when you put the petrol, you see how the car will give you now benefit. So sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, this is a great benefit, is that they will give us petrol in our hearts. Now for a person to practice upon deen will become extremely easy. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran himself, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that to get taqwa and the fear of Allah, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay in the company of the sadiqeen, in the company of the righteous and pious, the love of Allah will be transformed, it will be transferred and it will come into a person's heart. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. The fourth thing the ulama say is, one is dua, one is a person to follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When a person will follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We try to learn the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and slowly, slowly, we try to practice upon them. As Munawwar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, that outwardly, if you cannot practice on the difficult sunnahs, there are certain sunnahs which are a bit more difficult and difficult upon a person, but practice on the simple sunnahs. Example, wearing our clothing, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, entering our homes, coming out of our homes, eating sunnahs, sleeping sunnahs. These are things which we are doing throughout the day. Let us find out the sunnah tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as you will follow the sunnah tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, practice upon them, then automatically it will become extremely easy for a person to, he'll get more nur in his heart. When more nur comes in a person's heart, then it becomes easier for a person to practice on the more difficult sunnahs. And the effect of sunnah is, it will bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you by following the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fifth thing the ulama have mentioned is, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned it, Hazrat Ami rahmatullah alayhi mentioned it, is مُرَاقَبَةِ نِعْمَةِ إِلَهِيَةِ, to ponder about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To take out some time daily, and just to think about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are reading our tasbihat, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, one is just a person reads Alhamdulillah. But one is a person thinks, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you gave me my eyes. Alhamdulillah, you gave me my ears. Alhamdulillah, you gave me my tongue. Alhamdulillah, you gave me iman. You made me of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, you gave me rozi and sustenance. You gave me so much of comfort. Subhanallah, what and what bounties Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And how much we must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aman and safety. Look at the people who are in war-torn countries. You don't know where the next meal is coming from. You don't know if somebody will be bombed in your family. Just to live in aman and safety. It's a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afiyat. The greatest bounty after iman is Allah has given us afiyat. Well-being, safety, protection. So what and what bounties Allah has given us. So when a person thinks about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes shukr and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah ta'ala will come into a person's heart. Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Man is a slave of somebody who does good to him. So when we see the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, automatically we will become die-hard servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are five simple actions, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan. We try to practice upon them, make the intention, my object of life must be Allah, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why this month of Ramadan has come. And one month of Ramadan, if a person diligently observes it, inshallah, definitely his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. So these five simple actions the ulama has mentioned, one is we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily with punctuality and with diligence and with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, sitting in the company and sohbat of the pious people, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always throughout our life stay in their company. Inshallah, this will have a great effect on our building up our iman. And number four, that we must try to follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. and try to bring them into our lives. And number five, we should remember the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder over them, and purposely make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this will increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.